Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's post-contracting process webinar. I'm Erica Inge, the GDD Communications Coordinator. Before we begin our discussion, I'd like to cover a few things. This webinar is being recorded. Recordings and supporting materials will be published on http://newgtlds.icann.org/webinars. The running time of the webinar is 90 minutes. We'll start with a presentation and end with a question and answer session. You can ask a question via phone or in the Adobe Connect pod called Questions to the Presenter. Dial-in numbers can be found at http://newgtlds.icann.org/webinars. The teleconference entry code is GDD. To enter the phone queue, dial *1. To exit the queue, dial *2. Please make sure that your phone is not on speaker when you ask a question. Now I'd like to turn it over to Aaron Hickman, Director of GDD Operations.
Thank you, Erica. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about the post-contracting process and how we're evolving it. Our agenda today is on the screen. We will start by reviewing the post-contracting steps at a high level. We'll move on to discuss the trends we've seen so far over the course of the program. And next, we'll review the process changes we're putting in place to address those issues that we've seen. And then last, we'll wrap it up with a QA. There are four key steps to the post-contracting process that are required to get to delegation. The first is registry onboarding, and that is completed on the GDD portal. This is comprised of providing a variety of information to ICANN that we need to support you during ongoing operations. Registry onboarding runs concurrently with pre-delegation testing, or PDT. This is a series of technical tests required to demonstrate that the registry is ready for ongoing operations. PDT with onboarding represent the prerequisites to reach delegation. When complete, ICANN performs a final check of the GTLD during the transition to delegation process, and then reaches delegation when the GTLD is actually added to the root zone. For a review of current trends, we'll turn it over to Russ Weinstein.
Thanks, Aaron. So now, as Aaron mentioned, we'll talk about some of the current trends we've seen over the last several months as registries are moving through the post-contracting stages. What we've seen so far is that progress overall has slowed as registries are moving out of contracting and towards delegation over the last 6 months. This is a newer problem. In the first three quarters of the program so far after contracting, registries were fairly aggressive in moving towards delegation. And then in late fiscal year 14 and through fiscal year 15 so far, we've seen a slowing of that trend. To walk through this table, you'll see that we have the processes down the vertical and the expected durations, which is how long the process should take if a registry is reasonably engaged and responsive and moving through the processes. And then we have the average duration of what we've the actuals of what we've seen so far. And then we have the average age of those that are incomplete in the processes or have not started the processes. So on the top line there, you see it's taken registries an average of 115 days to complete onboarding, nearly double what it's taking to do pre-delegation testing. And this was very unexpected for ICANN. The expectation was that onboarding was a much quicker activity and much less intensive activity, and that is something that the registries would do in advance of completing pre-delegation testing. For PDT, the behavior is a little different, but the trend is the same. Those that move are moving fairly quickly, and then we have a high volume of TLDs coming out of contracting and not starting PDT. And we've seen an average age of over almost 60 days for over 120 registries that haven't responded to their PDT invitation yet. And then if we go down to the bottom line, you see the total cycle of RA to delegation. You know, we've seen it what we expect is it should take about 70 days or so to go from contracting to delegation. And again, this is moving through at a reasonable pace, not responding the minute you get invitations, but within a week or so of invitations coming out from ICANN. But what we've seen is it's taking actually more like 140 days, almost double that expectation timeline. So I'll turn it back to Aaron, and he'll talk more about next steps.
Thanks, Russ. So why is this a problem? Well, we've found a few things, you know, based on this data that we've been looking at, and certainly one of them is some confusion on the part of registries who are trying their best to move through the program. They're not necessarily sure of what steps should occur, when it should occur. And, you know, the key issue here is that the contractual requirement is that delegation has to occur within 12 months of executing the registry agreement. So people run the risk of running into that problem, and we certainly don't want that to occur. Additionally, waiting till the last minute it could cause some unneeded stress and challenges where, you know, there isn't enough time to get things done, or we're running into scheduling conflicts. We have capacity limitations, all systems do, and so once you decide you want to move forward, you may not be able to move forward as quickly as you'd like, so we want to try to have the resources available to the community so that we can serve your needs. The uncertainty in timing of that process, of course, makes it very hard to estimate the time frames and resources required. We also know that the longer it takes to get to delegation for the various registries, the longer the program will run, and that increases cost. And, of course, there's opportunity cost to maintain the program. We could be looking at possible delay of second-round activities or, you know, other things we could be doing that we'd prefer to do and move this program along. Lastly, delegation is certainly not the beginning of the process, or is the beginning of the process, but it's definitely not the end. There's several things that need to happen after delegation to reach a steady state, things like controlled interruption. That's the 90-day period where you can't activate names. And then, of course, there's also planning the launch and ongoing operations, so that's your sunrise and claims periods and things like that. Let's talk about the process changes. We're going to try to address these challenges in a variety of ways. I think the key thing here is that we're going to be creating some interim milestones to help add some additional structure to the program, providing some specific and actionable milestones on the path to delegation. The broad steps here include the three areas that are on the screen: registry onboarding, PDT, and delegation after a token issued. These standardized timeframes that we're going to be showing help ensure steady and predictable progress. We're able to better manage our pipeline in the program. And then, of course, mutual success. We want everyone to get to delegation as soon as possible so that everyone can move forward as they'd like to. So let's get to some specifics. Talk about registry onboarding first. Right now, we're doing a lot of the things. We're trying to be as helpful as we can. We issue a welcome kit after the registry agreement's been signed, and this is a comprehensive document that is delivered to each registry operator that goes through all the different steps needed to move forward. But it is a fairly dense document, so we're going to supplement that with a welcome call. We'll be starting that this month. That after the registry agreement has been executed, we'll be reaching out and talking through the welcome kit, providing answers to questions and laying out some timelines. And then, of course, you still have to go through registry onboarding. That's done in the GDD portal, and that'll have to be done within 60 days. That includes completing contact information, public contact information, and the ONBIR information, which is the technical data we need to set up the registry in our systems. And as a reminder, this runs concurrently with PDT, so there's no need to wait while PDT is happening. This can happen at exactly the same time. To go through the other milestones, I'm going to turn it back over to Russ.
Great. So now we'll talk about pre-delegation testing. And while much of the process will remain the same, we are making a couple new additions here. So as usual, invitations are issued from the application portal right after contract extension. We're still going to allow the registries to respond and request a schedule, and we'll honor those requests and schedule them as close to preference as we can, based on priority and capacity. But if we don't get a response, and this is a new item, if we don't get a response in the first 2 weeks of that invitation, ICANN's going to go ahead and assign an appointment date on behalf of the registry, and we'll nominate the registry primary contact as the PDT contact. And so both the application primary contact and the registry primary contact will receive an email informing them of the date and time for the PDT appointment. And that appointment will be generally about 5 or so weeks in the future, possibly more, depending on how far out we schedule. To give the applicant time to prepare and give them the opportunity to change the appointment if desired. And what we're trying to do is we're also going to try and add deadlines, milestones, as Aaron was mentioning, to the process. So we want PDT to, your appointment should start within 90 days of signing the registry agreement and should be therefore completed within 120 days after signing the registry agreement. And then the transition to delegation process. This is the point in the process where ICANN does a final review of the life of the TLD from application submission point to current state. This review is initiated upon completion of the prerequisites of registry onboarding and pre-delegation testing. After ICANN performs this review, we typically request a delegation point of contact if it wasn't already provided in the contracting process. We're going to continue to do this. This is done via the applicant portal, the application portal, and we do this every Tuesday for those eligible. So there's no change from current operations. What we've seen is most registries respond within a day or so, providing the delegation point of contact, and we issue delegation tokens on Thursday. Where we're going to institute a new element to the process is if we don't get a response within a couple weeks, we're going to assign the registry technical contact as the delegation point of contact, and then move forward towards issuing the token. The other change is we want to see that the delegation token used within 30 days after issue. These tokens are issued via the application portal, and they're to be used, they're then taken to the INRZM system and initiate the delegation process. And we want to see that happen in the first 30 days after the token's been issued. So I talked through, Aaron and I talked through a number of the processes, and we thought it'd be good to help provide kind of the weekly cycle processing calendar that we're currently operating under. As this is similar to a document that's already available on the GTLD microsite, but this highlights just those processes after contracting. So contracting agreements are executed typically on Thursdays, and coming right off that, then the welcome kits are sent out for registry onboarding on Fridays and Mondays, depending on the volume of the amount of contracts signed. The registries are given access to the GDD portal at that time, and onboarding can begin. And on a daily basis, onboarding information will be processed by the team, and questions will be asked back if needed. And onboarding can be done any day of the week, essentially. Additionally, on Fridays, after that registry agreement is signed, the applications will get an invitation to start PDT, and that is done via the application portal. And then every Tuesday, we assess all the responses to those invitations and perform the scheduling activities. So when you get those PDT invites, it's important to respond before a Tuesday so that you can get the schedule per your preference. And then every Thursday, we issue results for all those PDT appointments that are complete at that point in time. Again, on Tuesdays, for those applications or TLDs where both the registry onboarding is complete and PDT is complete, we'll begin the transition delegation process. And on Tuesdays, as necessary, we'll request delegation points of contact. And on Thursdays, we'll issue tokens to those who have provided their delegation points of contact and meet all the eligibility requirements. So now I wanted to show a picture of what this whole what this looks like in totality. So this slide, the chart attempts, or the table below attempts to narrate the graphic above, and where you see that the starting point of each process, the completion point, and the completion deadline for each process, and the time since RA execution. So like we mentioned, onboarding should happen in the first 60 days. PDT should run concurrently and be complete within 120 days. The delegation token should be issued typically the next week, but we gave ourselves one extra week depending on if onboarding is not complete or if PDT is not complete as quickly. That brings you up to about 135 days since contract execution. And then the delegation token's issued, and you should be delegated within 30 days after that delegation token's issued, bringing you up to about 165 days. So about we think registries need to be delegated in the first 6 months after contract. So from an implementation standpoint, we're going to get started on this right away. Beginning next week, we're going to begin assigning PDT appointments for those aging appointments, and those first appointments assigned will be in the late February timeframe, probably February 23rd, the Monday. February 23rd will be the first appointments we assign without a response from the registry. And this will give, like I mentioned earlier, five weeks or so for the registry to respond, confirm they'll attend, and if necessary, make a change to the appointment date or information about the appointment. We've already begun, because of the high volume of the backlog, we're going to be assigning the appointments based on delegation deadline, the aging, and the priority number if necessary to break ties. And then it's important to note that we will be reserving capacity for, or terming the fast movers, those that come out of contracting and respond quickly and want to move quickly through the processes, so that we're not using the entire capacity for just those appointments we're assigning on our behalf. This will allow those fast movers to continue to be fast movers and move through the process closer to those expected timelines rather than those deadline times. For delegation points of contact, also we'll begin assigning the registry technical contacts immediately for the requests that have aged more than 14 days, and this will allow them to move to the next step of the process. And we're working to add visibility to the delegation deadline in both the application and the GDD portals, and hoping for that in the near future. And with that, we can open it up for Q&A.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone and record both your name and affiliation. To remove yourself from the queue, press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone and record your name and affiliation. Thank you.
Okay, and with that, we'd like to switch over to questions received through the Adobe Connect. Can we have our first question, please?
Our first question starts with Jack Deschner. Are the days listed on full year 15 trend slide working days or calendar, meaning elapsed time days?
Those are the calendar days.
Next question is from Lisa Anderson. Does onboarding start after the registry agreement is signed?
This is Aaron. Yes, it would onboarding will start immediately after the registry agreement is signed. You'll receive GDD portal credentials and then can enter the portal and fill out the various work items for registry contact info, public contact info, and then the ONBIR data.
Great. And we have two questions from Alex Howerton. First question, what happens if milestone deadlines are missed?
Thanks for the question, Alex. These are provisional guidelines to help provide some structure into the system, into the program, and moving forward to delegation. The big issue is that there is a 12-month delegation deadline, and by doing these various milestones, it shows that the registry is working in good faith. By doing that, in the event that there is some sort of timeline issue, when you request for an extension, we would be far more likely to allow that extension in the event that you've been actually doing the milestones and working ahead on it.
Alex's next question is, you asked for a delegation point of contact in the registry contact info. Why would you ask for it again, and why would you not use that supplied contact if no response received?
This is a good question. We do ask for it in the current version of the CIR. Some of the versions of the CIR that were issued did not contain this the delegation point of contact question. So in most cases at this point, we are still we do have the delegation point of contact based on the contracting information request, but there are some cases where we don't have it, and that's when we request it on the Tuesdays from the applicants. So we always do use it when it's provided, but if it's not provided, then we ask for it again.
This question is from Susan Payne. What is the effect of failure to meet any of these new deadlines? There's no contractual obligation other than the 12 months from signing.
As I said, there isn't a contractual requirement for these. These are meant to provide structure to help people move forward. There is the 12-month deadline, so working in good faith towards that deadline will allow you additional flexibility if an extension is required.
Christopher asks, which point of contact will be contacted for the welcome call?
We would call the registry primary point of contact.
This question is from Arnaud Astier. What will happen if delegation token is not used within 30 days?
If the delegation token is not used in 30 days, you'll be contacted by ICANN. We want to make sure that you've received the token, you're aware of the token, and want to understand why you're not moving forward to delegation. And then, of course, if you're getting close to a deadline in terms of the 12-month contractual deadline, we certainly want to make sure you're aware and that you have a plan to move forward and be delegated per the requirements of the contract.
This question is from Lisa Anderson. If we haven't fully developed our domain use strategy, what is our recommendation on how to proceed through contracting and delegation?
Thanks for the question. The domain use policy would typically be something that you would decide in advance of submitting your startup plan and your TLD startup information and dates. Those are not required to get to delegation. That's something that would happen after delegation. So there should be no barrier to delegation for you.
Donna Austin asks, what is the timeline on when a client can expect a TMDB token as well as a delegation token?
The TMDB token is issued once the contact information is submitted. The contact information includes a TMDB token or TMDB contact. However, TMDB testing is also not a requirement for delegation. It is a requirement to do startup sunrise and claims and those associated periods.
This question is from Bonnie Chun. Will ICANN staff clearly remind every new GTLD applicant for every step in the CS portal in due course?
Yes, good question. Currently, we're working to update all of the system-generated notifications for each of the processes that will more clearly state the deadlines and the expected response time. In addition, for those registries currently in the processes. We'll begin. We've been sending reminders to those that have aged, and we'll begin. The updated reminders will include the new timelines.
Okay, it seems that we have a question on the line. Operator, please put the questioner through.
Thank you. Roy Dykes with Newstar, your line is now open.
Hi. What is the process, can you elaborate on the process of when a technical contact has been changed? Because it creates a problem from a process standpoint for back-end providers when the technical contact correspondence has gone to the actual registry operator versus the back-end provider, at least in our case.
We're just discussing right now. We'll have the answer for you in just a moment.
Hey, Roy, this is Russ Weinstein. I think we're having a little trouble deciphering your question. Could you help us understand? Are you talking about?
I'll give you an example, Russ. So you're sending out these notices on the aged TLDs shortly. If the technical contact isn't, if we're the back-end provider for that TLD, and the technical contact isn't the one that we've specified to the TLD, right? Particularly because it's aged, they can't get started with us because we require that technical contact be us to get them ready for PDT. So, how do we get that change quickly?
Yeah, we should probably talk offline. I think it's probably a registry service provider to registry operator discussion. But I'll get you synced up either with me or with Christo's team.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Moving back to questions from Adobe Connect, from Lisa Anderson, what does a delegation token do?
So the delegation token is a unique identifier you have to access the RZM system. So when you go to access the RZM system, it's to begin the delegation process. It's going to ask for your TLD and your delegation token. So that's an authentication measure. And then the RZM system, upon entering those, will contact the delegation point of contact with some more security measures. So it's related to the root zone management, the delegation process.
Susan Payne asks, a two-part question. First question, what criteria will you apply if someone seeks to change the PDT appointment that has been signed to them?
So if the PDT appointment is desired to be changed, please request it via the customer portal, and we'll work collaboratively to set up an appointment that works for the registry.
The second part to Susan's question, can this be changed automatically, or will you exercise discretion to refuse?
I think we'll work towards mutual success on this and work towards getting PDT done effectively and efficiently.
Arnaud asks, thank you, so this means the token will still be active? This is in reference to earlier. Question 8, what will happen if delegation token is not used within 30 days?
Yes, the token will still be active if it exceeds the 30 days, but we'll work to try and understand, ensure that the token's been redeemed or been able to be accessed in the applicant portal and that there aren't any questions on how to use it and move towards delegation process.
Question is from Michael Fleming. I know this is a repeated question, but I did not hear correctly. Are these new deadlines contractual obligations? If not, what happens if we do not complete onboarding within 60 days after signing the registry agreement? Are there penalties?
There aren't penalties. The whole point of this is to add some structure to the program to provide these milestones so people are more clearly aware of what the next steps are and what the timelines should be. We want to work closely with each registry operator to make sure we can move you through to delegation as soon as possible. It's in your best interest to be delegated. That way you have the complete flexibility to do your launch programs whenever you want. And so we're just trying to make this a more friendly and structured process going forward.
This question is from Jack. Do dot brand GTLDs tend to move more quickly through the process to delegation, or are they no different from other types of GTLDs?
You know, I think we've seen TLDs move through in a variety of ways. You know, I don't think it's fair to characterize one group of TLDs different than any other at this point.
Question is from Lisa Anderson. What are the activities and deadlines after delegation?
The key activities after delegation are typically TMDB certification, where you get certified with the Trademark Clearinghouse. And then that's a prerequisite to be able to submit a TLD startup plan. And that would be whether that's a typical Sunriser claims or QLP or limited registration periods. That's what you submit after that. There really is no timeline in the contract related to that. But, again, that's a place where we think if there's questions or concerns, we can be working collaboratively with registries to move that forward as well.
We understand from our text that the audio dropped out on that, so we're going to go ahead and repeat that answer. Aaron?
Okay, let me repeat that question or repeat that answer. The key activities after delegation include TMDB certification, where a registry needs to get certified with the trademark database. That is a prerequisite in order to be able to submit your launch plan, and your launch plan would include periods such as your Sunriser and claims, limited registration periods, or associated other periods. We actually have a pretty good set of information on the new G microsite related to all the activities that need to happen after delegation, so that's a good resource for you. And let me add, there's both in the webinar sections, there's resources, but also the welcome kit that you receive really is a very detailed document that takes you through the entire process.
Great. We're going to switch over to the phone. We have a question from Donna Austin.
Donna Austin, your line is open, and please check your mute. Donna, please check the mute on your phone. Your line is now open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Aaron, you mentioned in your presentation, and I just say at the outset, this looks like a really good initiative, given if there has been delays in moving registry operators through the contracting process and through the delegation. This looks like a good initiative. But, Aaron, you did mention that there's a potential that if you don't close out this round of TLDs in a reasonable time frame, that could impact the timing of any next round. Could you elaborate on that for me, please?
Hi, Donna. This is Christine. Aaron, do you mind if I take this one?
No, go ahead.
Thanks. Thanks, Donna, for the question. We don't know exactly what the correlation between the completion of this round will be and the impact on the next round. The community clearly has a lot of work to do to plan and prepare for the next round. What we're suggesting is that potentially the longer this round takes, the more resources ICANN has to allocate to executing this program, there is potentially some impact to having the resources to focus on starting the next round. But right now, we don't believe that there is an explicit dependency between the two rounds.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
Switching back over to Adobe Connect, we have a question from Vlad. Please, can you provide more information about the welcome call? Will this be a one-off call, or will ICANN use a welcome call as a means to remind registries of upcoming steps or nearing deadlines for processes such as PDT, outside of the email notifications and GDD portal cases?
The welcome call is essentially a one-time thing where we're going to take everyone through the welcome kit and answer any questions that are available at that time. That resource will still be available as an ongoing basis, but for milestones that are coming up, we're going to be using our typical cases through the GDD portal to help notify and make people aware of what those dates are.
This question is from Arnaud. Can you let us know what the weekly threshold amount is for PDT scheduling? Is there an ability to view time slot availability?
Thanks, Arnaud. I'll take the second half of that question first. At this time, there's not the ability to view the upcoming availability for PDT. It's just not a capability we have currently in our systems. But in terms of the threshold amount, we still have an upward limit of capacity of 20 that could be extended, could be increased should the need arise. Over the last 6 months, we've been tracking much below 20 in the single digits. So threshold hasn't been an impact until just this month, where we had a high number of contracts signed that were ready to move coming at towards the end of calendar year 14.
It appears this might be the last question from Adobe Connect from Jay Hooper. Can you make the answer to Ray's question public? Ray from Neustar. Many back-end providers in the same situation.
This is Krista Papik from the Registry Services team here at ICANN. So I can actually address that answer now, and maybe this will be helpful to Ray and Jay Hooper and any of the other back-end providers. I think, Ray, what you're asking is that you have as a back-end provider, you have a request to your customers, which are the registries or the contracted parties, that they use a certain technical contact, and you're concerned that if they don't use that technical contact, you're not getting they don't follow the instructions you've given them, that you're not getting the information or alerts or notices that are helpful to, you know, meeting these timelines. If I have that correct, and I'm sure hopefully Ray's still on the line and can let me know, can let me know if I have it incorrect, but if that is correct, so ultimately the contracted party is who is responsible for providing this information to ICANN. That's who our contract is with. That's who is obligated to, you know, let us know who their contacts are, et cetera. So we don't really have much control over what they provide us. If you need them as a back-end provider, you need them to provide certain information, we would encourage you to work closely with them and make sure that they understand it's important that they follow the instructions you've given them. But unfortunately, ICANN's not really in a position to mandate with the contracted party that they use a certain contact or not use a certain contact. So I don't know, Roy and Jay Hooper, I don't know if that answers your question or not. If there's a way for you to indicate that to us, that would be great.
We've just heard from the text that the middle of the answer cut out, so we'll have Krista back on to explain. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. Krista Papik again. So I'll just go from beginning to end because I'm not sure which part was missed. So I believe Roy's question revolves around as a back-end provider, you've asked your customers, which are the parties that are contracted with ICANN or have contracts with ICANN, to provide a certain details as their technical contact in this particular example. And they may not always be doing that. The way that it works is, from ICANN's perspective, we have a contract with a certain party, and that's who we ask to provide us with contact details as well as other information. We can't really stipulate to them that they provide certain ones. We can't say to our contracted parties, you need to provide your registry services providers technical details or not. That's really a requirement that you as a back-end provider have of your customer. And so I would just encourage you to work really closely with them to make sure that they understand, that your customers understand, that you need them to provide a certain technical contact. But from ICANN's perspective, you know, we work directly with the contracted party. We ask them for the details. We don't question the details they give back to us because it's really not our place to do that. So I hope that answers the question. Thank you.
It appears we have another question from Donna, directed to Russ. Our team has experienced longer times to schedule pre-delegation testing. Is there a reason for this?
Hi, Donna. Yes, as I alluded to earlier, we did execute a high volume of contracts in the November and December timeframe, and those registries tended to be in the faster mover variety. So they were ready to go and wanted to get started on PDT, so we actually have been booking much closer to full capacity in the month of January for PDT. So that is why we were experiencing the longer delays for PDT scheduling that you probably experienced. I'll use this as a time to plug the fact that if you have a preference for when you're going to begin PDT, please respond to your aging invitations and let us know, and we'll go ahead and work to honor those as best we can and get you scheduled for when you're ready to go.
The next question is from Roy. How long will it take to change the contact information when registry operators make a change to various contacts in the GDD portal?
Thanks for the question. It's a very quick process. Submit a case in the GDD portal, and the typical turnaround on that is about 24 hours.
We have a question from Dennis Ree. Is there an option to have a do not call option for the welcome call?
I think we would just make the call, and if it's not something you want to partake in, you can certainly decline it at that time.
So thanks, everyone, for participating so far. We did want to gauge, hopefully this information was helpful to the community, and if there was feedback you had directly for the specific content presented here and the format.
Question is from Donna. Are the welcome calls scheduled or cold calls?
They'll actually be cold calls, and they'll occur after the registry agreement's been signed. That said, if people would like to have certain times available, we can either work that out when we make the first call, or you can submit a case, and we'll do our best to honor your request. You can also send us an email and request that as well.
And with that, we will ask for any remaining questions to be brought forward now. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and wrap up the webinar.
Okay, we do have a question from Gordon Dick. If we have a preference for date of delegation that can be scheduled subject to the required steps being completed in advance.
So I think this is just about ICANN and the registry operator communicating. And if the registry operator has a specific plan, certainly the welcome call is a great time to share that information with ICANN. And also, as you matriculate through the process, communicate back to ICANN kind of your plans and timelines you have in mind, and we'll work together to design a plan that meets the contractual obligations and sets you up for success.
Operator, go ahead. It sounds like we have a question on the phone.
Thank you. Roy Dykes of Newstar, your line is open.
Yeah, relative to delegation, is there a way that there can be some sort of notification, I mean, even just a simple email, the delegation has happened, instead of guessing as to when it's happened?
Roy, we'll take that back to our friends in the IANA department and find out if there's something that they can provide.
We have a question from Donna Austin. Just to confirm, this new process starts now.
Yes, sorry about that. Effective immediately, we're going to, like I mentioned earlier, we'll begin assigning PDT appointments to those appointments that are over the 14 days old starting next week. We have a lot in the queue, so you may not get your appointment assigned next week. It may come out over the course of time. We'll probably go in batches of about a month or so to monitor how the process is going. Is it working the way we wanted it to work? How often do people need to reschedule the appointment we assigned for them? But we'll work through and plan to have all those that are currently in the queue scheduled for PDT for a date before probably by May or so.
The next question is from Bonnie Chun. Will the welcome call be made to the applicant who resides in the country with greater than 12 hours difference from your place?
Thanks for the question. We'll be doing our best to conduct the welcome calls during the local business hours.
Okay, with that, I don't think we see any other questions either in the chat pod or over the telephone line. So if there's no other items, we'll go ahead and close out the call. Thank you very much for attending, and appreciate your cooperation.
Thank you. That concludes today's call. You may disconnect at this time.